first of all, Sherry, thank you so much for sharing in this book, and for me, sharing in my life. All of your experiences and your courage has been my inspiration, both in this book, past books, and in the work I do, and I owe so much to you for that. And I know it's going to be great what you're going to be able to help other people with what you shared today. In what you shared today, you did mention your swimmers and that you're a coach, and that when you told them, how do the majority of them react even today when you do tell them they get to that age you said? Sometimes when they're the right age, you do inform them. What is the reaction that you get from the swimmers?
Typically, most of them are stunned because they just don't think they've ever known anybody that's been raped. And so it throws them back. They feel bad, but they're more stunned than anything when they first find out. And it makes them more aware that it can happen to anyone.
Do they ever come back to you afterwards and, like, follow up with, you know, thanks for telling me after you said it, I've thought this or that?
No, not typically. I mean, it may come up because I talk to my swimmers a lot if we're doing any kind of traveling or if we're in groups. And if I'm with them one-on-one and we're traveling somewhere, it may come up on that and just very, I mean, nothing emphasized just about relationships in general. And they'll know that. And so when I talk about certain things, they're not really fazed by it. They understand it better.
And in your chapter, you talk a lot about our family, in your relationships, particularly in our direct family, in reference to our, you know, the rest of our sisters and our mom and our dad. How do you think our family is doing today? And looking back at the assault and since that time, how do you think the family's moved forward?
Well, I think our family's doing great. I think the biggest thing was that everybody was able to communicate their feelings to one another, and I think that's huge. And even though you get angry at each other at times and you get upset, you also have the other end where you have the support and the laughter, and you need all of it. I mean, you're not only going to have one end of emotion, you're going to have a wide range of emotions when you're going through this, and you need to be able to accept that everybody's going to have some anger, pain, laughter. It's all going to be there for every person that it's affected, not just the survivor. And as long as everybody understands that and accepts that and doesn't get angry when another person expresses anger about something and just tries to understand what that person is going through, I think that's made a world of difference. I think our family understands each other very, very well because we have gone through that whole process.
And when you talk of our family, as you know, we're very close, not just as brothers and sisters and mom and dad, but also as cousins, aunts and uncles.
Right.
How did you think that you saw it affect our cousins, our aunts and our uncles? How did they react, and how did that affect you?
I think it was very similar to our personal family, our mom and dad. It was very similar because, obviously, we're very close with mom's side of the family, and that's who I saw most of the time after the fact. And they were hit just as hard in many ways as our own family because we're all so close. It's not like there's any kind of distance there. So they were in a lot of pain, too, watching our family go through pain. And I think that's it. I mean, you do have extended family that are going to be hurt by the whole ordeal also. And they heal together. And that's what's so great is that everybody is going through the process together and helping one another through it. They helped mom and dad. They saw them a little bit more than they may have seen me, and they helped them heal a little bit.
Clearly, your sharing is going to help a lot of people. And, I, you know, the one thing I just want to say to you as we wrap up the interview and the chapter is thank you, Sherry, for everything, and I love you from the bottom of my heart.
I love you too, Mike.